Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. New in the Rock Shop, it's the BJ and Migs Rock Socks. You got to check these out. They look pretty sweet. And if you want to get your sock game up to a different level, these are the socks you need.
I'm at level zero, so.
Yeah, so this will get your way up.
Nice.
These are the socks you are looking for. They're nice, man. Check them out. They look pretty awesome. They got our mugs all over them. It's the BJ and Migs Rock Socks, available now at the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa! Whoa.
B Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B Migs. It is time to turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
All right, fine.
Yeah, turn down for anything that's warm because right now it's cold out there. So anything in your belly, yep. Anything to warm you up, man.
Turn down for a hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Turn down for cocoa.
Okay.
Turn down for cocoa.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Maybe the wrong type there, but to each their own.
We're talking about the right cocoa, man, with the marshmallows. He knows what's up.
Swiss Miss, baby.
Yeah.
Swiss Miss for life.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Danny in Puyallup. Danny, are you there, sir?
Sure I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs, tickets to see Alice in Chains. They're going to be at the WAMU Theater on September 20th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, get them now, LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Robin Williams won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in which 1997 film about a South Boston janitor?
Bad.
What do you add the juice of in order to make a martini dirty? Yes, the Black Forest is located in what European country?
Japan.
No.
China.
No.
No, that's not. Yeah.
How many hydrogen atoms are in one molecule of water?
Oh, come on, guys. 2.
Yes, in what decade did the Captain Kangaroo show first air?
The 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What is the capital of Texas?
Dallas.
No.
No. Capital of Texas, Fort Worth?
No.
Oh, bad.
What country borders Ukraine to the east?
Russia.
Yes. What metal is predominantly added to copper to make bronze?
Lead?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
I thought, you know, Danny was kind of poo-pooing some of your questions, like maybe they were too easy, but he only got 4.
Or
so.
Maybe this they were too difficult.
I don't know.
No, that was a guess. I just got lucky on the Adams one.
Oh, he was complaining.
Yeah. It was a rough one, but he got lucky. He got a guess there.
And well, H2O, it's kind of like,
going with that. So we'll have to see if Steve can fuse some brain cells together and make that answer happen.
Steve can do anything.
That's true. Steve, you can do anything that you set your mind to.
Thank you, Rev.
Yeah.
The hell am I walking in on?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Robin Williams won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in which 1997 film about a South Boston janitor?
Oh, Good Will Hunting.
Yes. Yeah. What do you add the juice of in order to make a martini dirty?
Juice of an olive.
Yes. The Black Forest is located in what European country?
Tennessee.
No.
Oh, England.
No.
Greece.
No.
Agree.
How many hydrogen atoms are in one molecule of water?
Oh, no. 3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
Yes.
Wow.
In what decade did the Captain Kangaroo show first air?
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Yes.
Nice.
What country borders Ukraine to the east?
Russia.
Yes. Nice. What metal is predominantly added to copper to make bronze?
Gold.
No.
No.
Silver.
No.
Titanium.
No.
What red wine does Paul Giamatti refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Oh, crap. I've never seen it, but I remember people talking about it. It's not
rosé.
No.
I know it's not that, but.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win. 6-4.
That's right.
Sorry, Danny.
Yeah, Danny's already gone.
That's not great.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Another one bites the dust.
Woo!
I'll
always support this. It's my own Bohemian Rhapsody sing-along that I'm doing.
The Black Forest is located in what European country?
I think Germany, right?
Yes, you are correct.
Isn't that where we get the Black Forest cake?
Sure.
I have no idea.
All right, fine.
Sounds good, though. I like cake.
Right. What metal is predominantly added to copper to make bronze?
Is it brass?
No, it's tin.
Oh, tin.
Tin. Oh, tin.
I forget tin.
And does anybody know that red wine that Paul Giamatti refuses to drink?
Is it Shiraz?
No.
Is it then Pinot?
No.
Oh, no.
Merlot.
Merlot. God dang it.
And I couldn't tell the difference between any of those because I'm not a wine drinker, but apparently he hates it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK.
Meanwhile, we got a man in Louisiana who's been arrested.
Okay, this is the story of the day. This is the story of the day. A Louisiana man, he has been arrested after eating his ex-girlfriend's fish and then sending her a picture of his own feces captioned, "Found your fish."
That's terrible, but...
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Ex-girlfriend. That's why.
You think...
Yeah, and probably being a little drunk.
Man, that's next level.
That is next level. It happened back in October of 2016. 18-year-old Maxwell was accused of eating the fish while staying in his ex's dorm room at Louisiana State University. Police issued a criminal summons, but Maxwell failed to appear. He wasn't arrested until Tuesday. The victim says she let Maxwell and two friends stay in her room after a football game, and he told her to, quote, "check your fish tank" as he left. Again, this is an ex, and this is why you got to cut all ties with exes, man. Once you say you're dumped, don't try to be nice. Don't, because, you know, someone's not going to be happy. And they'll tell you to check your fish tank. Fish was missing. And then she got a text from him with the toilet picture.
Wow.
Saying, "I found your fish." Yeah, he confessed to eating the fish, but he did not confess to sending the photo. Which, again, you know, if she's got a photo of this... Yeah, I mean, is that a picture of the guy?
It's not him. No, I don't know what the hell you're pulling up, but this is the picture of him.
I found him.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Alan.
He does look like he's the kind of guy that would do that. He's got a real vacant sort of like, I'm going to be a serial killer look on his face.
It's his mugshot. He was arrested for eating a fish and pooping it.
I don't know, man. This guy looks like Dexter.
I think it really doesn't help that he's got the red eye thing going on in the photo, so he looks just satanic.
Yeah, he does. He's going to be wrapping people up in saran wrap and you know,
it's really escalated rather quickly.
Oh, he is, buddy. keep my eye on that guy.
What, I wonder what happened in the relationship for it to end, for him to think that this was a good idea. Because this is kind of, it's awfully psycho.
Yeah, it is.
How you about think she cheated on him?
Ooh, that is a good, well, she might have dumped, she just might have dumped him.
Okay.
Yeah.
If she just dumped him, this is a little over the line.
Yeah, but some guys get mad. But you're right. Maybe she did. I mean, it's college. I mean, they're 18 years old. You got to, I tell everybody,
it's
when you're
that
age.
She didn't have a pet cat. It was just a pet fish. Oh, that would have been really weird.
That would have been tough for him to try to do that.
Yeah.
Damn. Dude, he faces charges of cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, look, I remember doing the old goldfish swallowing in school. I can't, I mean, that's cruelty to animals, really?
Well, think about it. Yeah. It's her pet.
That was, well, not, I'm just saying in general. I mean, I don't know if it's because of her pet he got. I think you could probably charge anybody with that, right? If they swallow a fish?
I don't know.
Maybe because it is a pet. Maybe you're right.
I mean, it depends. You're not going to get charged for cruelty to animals if you eat a steak at a steakhouse.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's got to be easier that you swallow it than if you gut the damn thing when you get
it's
right.
It's still cruel. You just ate the fish and pooped it out. That's rather cruel, BJ.
I mean, you're letting it die via your stomach acid.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I think it's horrible what he did.
Yeah.
My point is that if you see how we catch fish normally, that's not a pleasant experience either. I mean,
no, I understand.
So why is it a crime? Why is it cruelty to animals? I think it should be a crime because that he stole and destroyed her pet. I think that's a crime.
Because it was cruel to the animal. That is the fish.
Yeah, it's literally an animal.
I know, but
he was cruel to.
So swallowing a fish whole, and we have sushi and we do everything. That's what I'm saying. I think it's crueler the way we do fish normally. You know how you catch them, you gut them, you put them.
I'm tapping out.
You don't think?
Yeah, I'm just tapping out.
Yeah, you think
this is one of those BJ weird way of thinking arguments that I just can't go back and forth because we're not going to be able to convince the other person otherwise. You're nuts.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm awesome, and I understand that we can't have this conversation.
Oh, but you are awesome, and I am nuts.
Yes.
So, all right, we're going to agree on that at least. Okay, I'm supposed to end the conversation agreeing on that.
Yes, we can agree on this and everything else.
Can I have a circular argument about how you're not awesome and I am not nuts? Can we at least have that argument?
No, that's not
wrong. I should have that close. That's a whole different debate that should be talked about.
I understand how your brain is working on this and your logic behind why you think it's this way, but at the end of the day, that's someone's pet, and he just ate it, swallowed it, pooped it out, and told her about it. It's rather cruel.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
On the Loose. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Very, very simple. You're picking it. You're guiding it. You're whatever you want to talk about. Something new, something old. Could be something from last week. Could be something from 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
If we've talked about it, you can talk about it. Or something brand new that no one's talked about. How about that? Now, Steve does have one rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody wanted to chime in and agree with you, BJ. It says, I'm with you, BJ. It creeped me out when my ex was pregnant. The doctor told us so that it would help her. He says I couldn't bring myself to have sex with her, basically.
Yeah, and this was, we were talking earlier about this.
Sex with pregnant people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And 30 years ago was when I, you know, basically had, you know, my wife was impregnated with Yosef, our son. And I just felt weird. You know, I didn't mind doing stuff with my wife, but, you know, the full meal deal, it just felt like, oh, there's that my son or my daughter's in there. I just, you know, I don't want to cause any earthquakes, wreck up their apartment they got going on. So, yeah. And we didn't have info 30 years ago. That was the other thing. You know, it was like, to be a kid today, or to basically be born into the internet and like a personal device like an iPad or an iPhone, that's all you know, that's your life, information at your fingertips, anything you'd ever want to know, Steve. I mean that's what they got now. That's like, we don't know a life like that the way they do.
Oh yeah, but sometimes I could steer you down the wrong direction.
That's true.
Like on Sunday night, I had my very first panic attack, which was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Never had one before.
For years. You finally had one?
Don't those suck?
Yeah, they do.
Dude, I know my wife had one once, and we went to the hospital because she wasn't sure, and I had no idea. I'm like, blow into a bag or something. I don't know. That's what I hear works. But, you know, she was freaking out. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be the person that's going to be like, no, you're fine, and something bad happens. But I never knew what that was like. I woke up Sunday night, Monday morning, I guess, and I just kind of came up, and I lost my breath. I was like, and I was like, oh, crap, that was weird. And then all of a sudden, my heart started racing, and then my body started shivering. And then I was in this weird dilemma. I was like, do I wake my wife up? She's got to work tomorrow. We didn't have work on Monday. So I was like, I have the day. So now I was trying to figure out if I could sneak out of my room and drive myself to the hospital. Because I wasn't. The problem was I went on the internet. And I was like, okay, I'm shivering. My heart's racing. I just had like a moment. Like, what's going on? Of course, you go pull it up on the internet. I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
And so now I'm freaking out even more. I'm like, is this going to be the moment? Like, what? I don't know what this is like. Am I having a heart attack? So I'm starting to get a little nervous about this. And so then finally, I was about to get out of the bed and drive myself because I thought I didn't want to wake my wife up.
Yeah.
So she kind of hears me. And I'm like, hey, babe. And she says, well, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I might be having a heart attack. You might need to take me to the hospital.
Damn. That's a hell of a way to wake up.
So I explain what's going on. She said, it sounds just like when I had my panic attack. It sounds like what you're having. I was like, oh, all right. I'm okay then. And then I just lied back down. But at first I was freaking out, and then I was just lying in bed thinking, oh man, that was the internet right? So it's funny though, when you think about like the internet being helpful and at our disposal, I think it sometimes does us more damage because I instantly thought I was dying.
Well, you know what? I'm glad your wife was right, because what if she was wrong and you were having a heart attack? She's just letting you sit there.
Well, I know. That's what her thing was like. If you want, I'll take you. I'm like, no, you got to work tomorrow. She's like, then if you're dying, I'd rather take you to the hospital.
Yeah, see, you know, it's a funny thing as a guy. I don't know if it's just guys, but the ones that don't like to be a bother. It's like, if you're dying, you should let people just be bothered. You know what I mean? It's like, if you really were dying, I don't think work or anybody's life means anything.
I didn't want to inconvenience her with my heart attack.
See, that's the thing, you know, it's like,
which is not a heart attack.
Just rub some salt on it, it's fine.
You'll be fine. Rub dirt.
And the whole, she's like, wait, you were going to just go sneak out of bed and go drive yourself to the hospital?
Yeah.
Don't you think that would piss me off more than waking me up?
And there's nothing wrong with a guy who's having a heart attack trying to navigate his way on the freeway. No, that's fine.
Oh, it's a quick shot to the hospital.
Oh, well, that's even better. You'll be fine. Yeah.
I mean, I could just coast.
Yeah, there's no other cars on the roadway or anything. You got to worry
about. Not at like 2 in the morning.
No, of course not.
Sure, it's safe.
Fine. Yeah.
So he says, I always get myself freaked out when I look up symptoms on the web. It always makes things worse.
So did you have a panic attack, or did the web making you think you had a heart attack give you the panic attack? Which came first?
I'm pretty sure it was a panic attack based on how she described hers. I mean, I guess everyone has a different type of panic attack, but from what it sounds like, it was a panic attack. I just never experienced a panic attack before, and I don't even know why I did at that moment.
That's what I'd like to find out.
I don't know if I had like a weird dream and it just set me off, but then I was like shivering, like as if I was freezing cold in the room.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It was very trippy.
Yeah.
I mean, I got nice sympathy from my wife for a minute. That was pretty cool.
Well, it's nice that the person that loves you will at least be sympathetic to your possible heart attack condition.
When you think you're dying, that's when you find out if the person that you're with loves you or not. Yeah. Like they actually drop like all the crap they give you, and everything kind of becomes serious for a second.
I think my wife would be on the phone with the insurance company. Now, do heart attacks count? Then do I get all the money?
Somebody
this
says
is the question.
I had the same thing happen, Steve. I got rushed to Harborview. Another person said, when I had my first panic attack, I looked up online. Big mistake. Everything was chalked up to being a stroke. Nope, it was just the beginning of my anxiety.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
And the best part was, so I'm shivering and I'm freaking out. And so what does Lulu do? She starts shivering and freaking out. Like, it was like a sympathy panic attack she was having.
She wants to hang with you, man.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you shaking? I can shake too, you know.
Yeah, we can do all of this together, buddy. We can
shake together.
Listen, I'm not going to die, but I'll watch you die.
Man's
I'll help
best
you out.
Friend for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you're okay now, though.
I'm here.
First one of your life. That's not bad. You're in your 40s, and that's your first one. I know a lot of people have had them a lot, and they get them regularly.
Rev, you've made it sound like as if you deal with them.
Not all of the time, but the last time I had a full-on panic attack, it was because the car I was driving was not doing too well. One of the wheels had seized up, and I was just trying to get it back to the place where I had gotten it from, and I was freaking out because the wheel well was smoking, and I just want to get there. And it just was like everyone's staring at you. This car was dying and I just wanted to get it somewhere and it wasn't going to go anywhere. And just absolute panic attack. And it was one of those where the breathing is just...
Yep. You've had a few panic attacks?
Yeah, I've worked through them. It's usually been performance-based.
What about the first one, though? Do you remember your first panic attack?
Well, I didn't. You know what? I think so. I didn't know they were panic attacks. I had to have it diagnosed.
Okay.
Because I'm a verbal person, so I just do a lot of yelling and screaming, and I did. Yeah, I mean, I do.
That would have freaked my wife out.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Well, more verbally, like I'll yell at people and scream at people and be mean to people, and I didn't know it was a panic attack.
Oh, wow.
What was going on? Luckily when I went to therapy and I would talk about, like, you know, blah blah blah, and they'd be like, sounds like you had a lot of panic attacks, didn't know. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. Danny, have you had a panic attack?
Oh, yeah. When I was going through my divorce, I just had a lot of just self-doubt about myself. And all of a sudden, my heart would just be racing and I'd be questioning myself. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. But
and
it was
then
just,
you went online.
Yeah, and then I went online.
You've been next to me, too. Sorry, Danny.
No, it's fine. It was just really anxiety-driven, like, to the point of where I couldn't even, like, stand up because I was, like, nervous about what was happening. But I've got him under control now.
Steve, you've been next to me a lot.
Yes.
When I've had him. When we've done live shows way back in the day.
Having a panic attack.
Me being crazy.
Yeah.
Was panic attacks. I just didn't know that's what it was.
Oh, you were super panic attack.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was. I just thought it was, nobody's doing their job. And
stress.
I had no idea that I was tripping. I had no idea. And the one, again, when you've got show members being hauled away by the police while you're trying to do a show, it's like, that was a nice trigger for a panic
attack.
That
never happened.
No, that never happened.
What are you talking about?
That's like my number two person. My number two person is really supposed to be the guy, and he's being all the way, and I'm like,
by the police.
Yeah. And multiple times during performance, people that I relied on were supposed to be doing the job, and instead they were causing trouble.
Well, in all fairness, you're being arrested. It's not their fault.
Yeah, you're right. What am I thinking?
Sam, like, I know I had them when I was younger, but I don't remember them too well. But the last one I really remember was an out-of-body experience.
Whoa!
Like, I could see myself panicking around my bedroom.
Oh, that's true.
And I was kind of doing what you were doing, like kind of yelling and crying and I just was watching myself do it. It was kind of weird.
I was super verbally abusive. I mean, and my poor wife, because so many times in our relationship, the verbal abuse was motivated by panic attacks, and I didn't know. And of course, how anybody would just go, what a jerk you are. And I always felt like a jerk going, yeah, you're right. I wish I could stop being mean to people. And then that's when it was diagnosed, I think you're having a lot of panic attacks, and here's some things you can do. And I have to tell you, ever since then, I now know, even when I'm feeling what you're feeling, Steve,
you know,
at least
coming.
I know what's happening. So it's like, okay, well, all right, is rather than just go not knowing and just blaming people, going, you know, I wouldn't feel this way if you were blank or whatever.
Well, that was nice about having my wife saying, okay, it sounds like what you're having is what I dealt with.
Because
some people were saying, hey, you can't have a panic attack while you're asleep. That's sleep apnea. I woke up and then started having the panic attack. It wasn't like as if I woke up in the middle of a panic attack. It was just, I woke up, something kind of startled me. And then I just started freaking out for some reason.
By the way, Steve, I would not listen to any medical advice that Texas are giving you.
Oh, they're all doctors.
Yeah, because they're probably going on the internet right now trying to tell you
everything. They're the ones that are just going to WebMD for you, buddy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Let's go to Trevor on Whidbey Island. Trevor, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. Welcome to the show. What you got for us today, buddy?
So, just listening to you guys talking about driving yourself to the hospital, back in 2014, a month before my son was born, I was living in Boise, Idaho, working in Nampa, which is about a half an hour away, and I was moving a box, and all of a sudden, I could not breathe. I mean, my face started to go numb, my hands started to go numb,
jeez.
And I hopped in the truck and I drove myself home.
Your face and hands were numb and you couldn't breathe and you were able to drive home?
Surprisingly, yes. I don't know really how I did it. I even bummed a cigarette off someone thinking that would help me because I was, you know, in such a panic state. And I took about two drinks and threw that thing out the window and put my head in my hands and just beelined home and made it, and then had to wait an hour for a friend to come pick me up to take me to the hospital.
And it was a what was it again?
It was a collapsed lung.
A collapsed lung.
Yeah. Apparently in tall, skinny young men, you get a bleb that just explodes. It's like a blister on your lung, and it blows up and then causes your lung to slowly collapse. And I spent about a week and a half in the hospital because of it.
Oh, damn. And how long does it take for the lung to uncollapse?
They did a bunch of tests over the week, and it didn't get any better, so I finally had to do surgery. They had to cut the bleb out and stitch my lungs shut, and then they took actual, medical-grade steel wool and scarred the inside of my chest cavity to get the lung to heal to it, so that way if it happens again, it's got some tension to kind of hold it a little longer than normal.
Oh, so, it'll keep it open?
Sort of, yeah. It'll keep it inflated for longer than than normal, but now I'm at a higher chance for my lung to collapse again.
Damn, dude. Jeez. They put steel wool on the dude. They steel wooled his lung.
Literally.
He's like a superhero now.
Oh, man.
Thank you. I like to think that I'm a superhero.
Yeah, lung man. Wow. I appreciate the call, Trevor. I don't know if I drive myself anywhere. I mean, my buddy of mine just had a mini stroke. Mm-hmm. And he's the healthiest guy in the world. This is why it's guys like me do not need to see people who lead a healthy life, who look physically amazing. I do not need to see them, and younger than me, I do not need to see them go, oh, by the way, I just had a stroke.
Right, because then it's just screw being healthy.
Yeah, exactly. What am I doing?
Might as well go out in a blaze of glory then.
He couldn't feel his hand, couldn't feel his face, and he still tried to drive himself, but he couldn't open the car because the keys. Huh. And it was just whoa, dude, I don't know what I would do if that was happening. I don't think I'd try to drive myself anywhere.
You don't know though until something like that happens. You don't know where your mind's at or what you think, because sometimes people do things in the weirdest panic states. You know what I mean? Like you hear about those stories of people get in an accident and just walk away even though they shouldn't have moved.
That was me. But you're right. You're not in your right mind when that happens. I walked across a freeway. Thank gosh somebody really tried to pull me aside because I didn't know what I was doing. Let's go to Chris and Fife. Chris, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, you fellas. What's going on?
Good morning, Chris. What you got for us today, buddy?
This morning, you guys' topic was, what Hall of Fame would I be in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because, Steve, what Hall of Fame are you in?
Parking.
Yeah, Steve's in the parking
Parallel
Hall of Fame.
And finding spots.
Yeah, nobody can park better than him. How about you, Thank Chris?
You. My Hall of Fame would be pleasing women sexually.
Who calls up and makes that claim?
I mean, really. Chris does.
Is Don Juan DeMarco?
I do.
Come on.
Chris, over the years, have you had women say that you are the greatest that they've ever had?
Pretty much, yes.
I feel
what does pretty much mean? They actually say it or no?
No, they said it.
All right.
I'm going to quote Game of Thrones here. It's any man who says he's king is not the true king.
I am. I'm king.
He said he's king.
Mm-hmm.
And how many women have you been with, Chris?
Over the years, quite a few, and I have been able to please every single one of them.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them.
How much is a few? And is that 5, 10, 100?
A couple dozen.
All right.
That's still a couple dozen, though. You think a guy that could please everyone would be close to 100? You'd think the word would get around.
Maybe he doesn't want to give his gift to everybody.
Oh, are you, Chris, were you married? And maybe that slowed you down?
I was married once, yes, but that had nothing to do with it, being married. But after I got divorced and all of a sudden I started seeing all these women, and they're like, oh my God, how do you do what you do? I said, it's a gift.
So then what happened with your wife? I would think that if you were that great, your wife would find a way to work it out with you.
I think it was a point where we just kind of fell out of love kind of thing. But you think if I could please her, that wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. I would think maybe she'd do whatever she could to keep
me
around.
She had a point where she just realized that this gift was, it shouldn't be just shared with one person.
Oh,
there you go.
If you love someone, you have to let them go to share their gift with the world.
I mean, she was a martyr.
Yeah, I can't keep this all to myself. This has to be shared.
Right, this is a talent that I shouldn't selfishly hold to my own.
I want to ask more, but I think we'll get in trouble, right?
Right, you can't really ask what it is that makes him so great at it. We just have to take him for his word, BJ.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to take him for his word.
Well, the best part is the look on their face, because it's either they haven't had it that good before, or they've had it, but not that good.
Ah, I see. They, either way. So you haven't had any women that didn't fail to have a great time, and you don't think anybody was faking. You think it was all legit.
Well, I can tell if they're faking or not, and they weren't faking, because usually women, they act a certain way, and they all act the same way.
Interesting, because what if they were all faking? I mean, there are men that don't know when a woman's faking it. I mean, there's women been faking it for years, and then the men go, really?
Well, it's kind of hard for a man to fake it, so it's kind of hard that a woman fake it after they have one, because you could tell by their body language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Chris knows what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just accept that he is.
I saw when Harry met Sally. It really looked like that, you know, she had a good time in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Girls are great at faking it.
See, we'll never know. I want to talk to the women because Chris may not know. Chris, they might have just been kind, all those women. You may not be good at all for all we know.
Well, you know, after a woman has one, and if you touch a certain spot, they get really sensitive and they kind of shiver.
The belly button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the remote control.
Well, hey, congratulations, Chris. That's really cool. I'm honored that we got to have you on our show.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that you get a Hall of Fame. We had Edgar Martinez on, but that was before he was inducted in the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
Good luck to us trying to get him on. But here we have a bona fide
pleaser,
woman-pleasing Hall of Famer. That was pretty cool, guys.
Let me ask Vicky, because Vicky honored. Should be the... Vicky, what do you believe? What do you think?
I don't think he is.
I don't,
I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't think out of all those dozens and dozens of women, he satisfied each and every one of them.
And if you're not married, why not, like, give the gift? Don Juan DeMarco, which is the Johnny Depp movie, he was a pleaser of women, no matter what woman it was. And looks didn't matter to him either. He just loved giving a woman a great time in that movie. And everybody heard about him, and everybody wanted to be with Don Juan DeMarco.
But think about a lot of the greats. I mean, you know, Picasso didn't just paint something for everybody. You know, a good chef doesn't just go over to everyone's house and cook them a meal. You gotta deserve it.
You gotta deserve it, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So for you to parallel park a car, you're not gonna park anybody's car. It's gonna be a specific. Okay. The people have to earn Steve to parallel park the car.
And, you know, he could be one of many Hall of Famers to pleasing women. We've had lots of texts from people that said the exact same thing.
Oh, really?
I imagine that this Hall of Fame is rather large.
Yeah, I'm not in the Hall of Fame, unfortunately.
No?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. So, listeners on the loose, let's go to Paul.
Unfortunate, BJ.
Oh, yeah. What are you gonna do? You know what I mean? Let's go to Paul in Bothell. Paul, you're on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. Paul, what you got for me?
Well, yesterday I was really busy, and the men's room had a subject on about the worst thing that you've ever had to clean up.
Oh, God, that I can only imagine. What about you?
Yeah, this is a terrible segue from your previous subject. But,
right? Yeah. We go from pleasure to pain so quickly.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of residential home repairs and done a lot of work for landlords in the past. And one particular house, these renters, the sewer waste line broke. And either they didn't care or didn't know and just kept using it for I don't know how long. Eventually, the neighbors called the landlord because of the smell. She subsequently called me out there, and the entire 40 by 40 open basement in the bottom down below had like 8 inches of standing muck.
Oh, whoa. So this was not a finished basement.
No, it was just
they finished
open,
it
wide open.
Oh, so you basically were knee deep in their action.
Just about. Definitely took rubber boots and several 100-pound bags of lye.
Oh.
A poop pump truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, those are always wonderful.
Yeah. Right. Well, I found out what a poop load is.
Yeah, you sure did.
Just how much is the poop load, I found out.
Because that's septic. I mean, basically like a septic truck would have to do that, right?
Yeah, you pull out one of those trucks and got a big hose on it with a basket on the end of it.
Sounds like fun.
How do they live in a home and not know that their house is stinking out the joint? Like if a neighbor has to call, they're living in that. How did they not know?
Wow. Oh, they knew.
And they didn't care.
No, and this is, some people, it takes all kinds.
Yeah, you know, it makes me wonder. Here's what I'm thinking, and I appreciate the call. It's got to be drugs. These people got to be so high they don't care. Because who doesn't smell the smell and not just revolted by it? You got to be high.
It could be like those hoarders. I've seen those, you know, the TV shows where it's like just crap from bottom to the top of their house, and they've literally got flattened cats located like when they're starting to clean it up.
Oh, that's a great visual.
Yeah. Flattened cats. That sounds like a great band name.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.